This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the most censored broadcast in the Western Hemisphere. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Coming up, they're making their deep state coup move against the president. They're making it on us. Top Democrats have officially announced a plan to completely deperson me from the internet, banking, and the world as it is known. This is total tyranny. Senator Ron Wyden leading the charge. It's all coming up. But first, this critical report on the treasonous intelligence community that's hijacked this nation that Trump's trying to remove.
There has never been a more treasonous atmosphere hovering over Washington, D.C. than there is today. The Daily Caller reports Florida Democratic Representative Alcee Hastings made this joke about President Trump during a rally in Florida.
He said, "Do you know the difference between a crisis and a catastrophe?" And no one held their hand, so Ari answered for us. He said, "A crisis is if Donald Trump falls into the Potomac River and can't swim." And he says, "And a catastrophe is anybody saves his ass."
The left's constant barrage of death threats regarding the commander-in-chief has become par for the course, all in thanks to the narrative developed by the groaning sore losers from the intelligence community.
Now you're seeing the collective response together with particular actors such as Robert Gates, General Petraeus, people who have not particularly been in the political fray,
right,
who remain really quiet. Some people thought because they were looking for new positions in the administration as things shifted. But you can see this is definitely a line that was crossed.
And we take a significant offense at those who claim that John doesn't have integrity, that John lied to Congress, that John did this or John did that. And so we wanted to push back against that. We wanted to be supportive of John's time in government.
The fact that he's using a security clearance of a former CIA director as a pawn in his public relations strategy, I think is just so reflective of somebody who, quite frankly, I don't want to use this term maybe, but he's drunk on power. He really is. And I think he's abusing the powers of that office. I think right now this country is in a crisis in terms of what Mr. Trump has done and is liable to do. What really gets under my skin is Mr. Trump's lack of decency, integrity, honesty, and
total projection.
Lack of commitment to this country's well-being and national security. Mr. Trump is motivated by whatever is in the best interest of Mr. Trump. That has been his modus operandi for decades.
Why's the country turning around, you little liar?
He was going to change once he assumed the solemn responsibilities of the office of the presidency. That's why, for my first year, I sometimes spoke out when he was in front of the agency's memorial wall and spoke about the size of his inauguration crowd. But I did it very, very selectively. I gave him a year. I said, maybe he is going to adapt and change. But it seemed
you
like
never
day
did
after
that,
day,
you
week
liar.
After week, month after month, things just got worse. And he did not live up to, I think, what Americans expect of the President of the United States, to speak with great forcefulness, but to do it with integrity and honesty. And Mr. Trump, time after time, I think, has really just disappointed millions of Americans, which I'm trying to give voice to. And so I know a lot of people think that
the common people.
I don't consider what I'm doing political at all.
Like when you're in the Communist
I've
Party.
I've never registered as a Republican or a Democrat.
Well, you have to realize John Brennan started his illustrious career by voting for the Communist Party. You know, that's who he wanted to win the presidency back in the 70s. So he voted for the Communist Party. When he came to be head of the CIA, I filibustered him because I thought he was bad news from the very beginning.
Brennan's delusional mind has even led him to believe he can sue the president over his cherished security clearance. And as expected, all is not well in Treasonville. They are beginning to cannibalize their misguided mission, turning on each other. And the unraveling continues as Zero Hedge reports the FBI has been dealt a major blow after a Washington, D.C. judge ruled that the agency must respond to a FOIA request for documents concerning the Bureau's efforts to verify the controversial Steele dossier before it was used as the foundation of a FISA surveillance warrant application and subsequent renewals. Problem is, the Steele dossier isn't worth the paper it was printed on. Will the judge's FOIA request put an end to the Russia collusion fairy tale once and for all? John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
Well, yes, but it's not about Russia now. It's about paying off an old girlfriend, or it's about paying for your pet rabbit to be flown through.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Seventy-six days to the most important election in U.S. history. It's undoubtedly one of the most important elections in world history. The battle for the Republic is here. It's Wednesday, August 22nd, 2018. I'm Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, the Central Texas Command Center, resisting the globalists, attempting to retake the Republic with your help and friends around the world waking up as nationalists and populists as well. Like a lion, Trump is surrounded by the hyenas, the lies, the fake indictments of every major Republican going for re-election. Let us know that this country is facing fifth generational warfare. But if we are aware of the globalists and who's funding them, we can take their offensive against us and let it be their Waterloo, their Battle of the Bulge. This, my friends, is the turning point. We stop them here. It'll be just like in World War II when Hitler was stopped in Russia and then the tide turned. Stay with us because this is the most banned broadcast in the world. I'm Alex Jones, your host. You can feel it. You can see it. The enemy knows they're on the rocks. They know they are on the spice, but they are fighting back and trying to take us with them. Even if they can take me out and take Trump out, they'll lose. I can see the long-term permutations of this. Because evil can froth and push and try to get control, and it can dominate for so long, but once people are aware of it, well, you know what Johnny Cash says, sooner or later their system comes down. We knew it was coming. I could see the plan. I was not that important when they ran tens of thousands of articles a month the last year and a half lying about me to make me a household name with everyone so that they could then set the Alex Jones precedent, or the Alex Jones statute is what one of the crew members called it, and now they're actually calling it that. You've heard of fire in a theater? Well, now they're saying the Alex Jones rule, built on straw men things I never said, and pushed by media that knowingly lied about WMDs and helped fund the Arab Spring and kill millions of people. This is an interview with Recode, with the very Nosferatu-looking and behaving Senator Ron Wyden, along with Senators Murphy and others. They are saying openly, as well as Senator Warner, that I must be removed from the Internet itself, and then I cannot even have InfoWars.com. We have the audio coming up. He then says, but Alex Jones is only the first and the model. We're going to remove thousands of sites worse than him. And he talks about how I'm a pollution and how I'm a disease, just like Brian Stelter does. There's a handbook. And then they re-up the lie about Sandy Hook. They say it's hurtful to say nobody died. They're the ones constantly saying it. I have talked to my lawyers, and we are going to move against that. Because to say I'm being sued when they twisted what I said about Sandy Hook, and then they say that I'm still saying what they said I said, and then to have all of these groups and organizations saying, in my words, things I never even said, if they're claiming that's hurtful to the families, then they're the ones that are hurting the people. See how that works? And they say that. I say there's Martian colonies with slave children. Never said that. And it's just unbelievable lies. So, again, we have Senator Murphy, Senator Wyden, Warner, and others openly saying, remove everyone. We're going to be going over that audio here in just a moment. We're going to walk through Michael Cohen, who it turned out made something like $10 million while the president was president-elect and president, that Trump knew nothing about because Trump wouldn't take lobbyists, and Cohen was doing it on his own, and he was involved. He now pleads guilty in this corrupt cab service that Trump had nothing to do with. And now, because he is in all this trouble, he's saying that, oh, I may come out and say that, you know, that Trump knew about the WikiLeaks hack. And I may come out and say that Trump is this big criminal and that this was a campaign violation. Obama had campaign violations in the hundreds of millions of dollars. In just one election, it was $85 million in funds they didn't mark or say where they came from, most of it foreign, totally illegal. $85 million, actually from foreign governments, the Chi-Coms, the EU, you name it. That's even in Politico. But Trump, it's women that he dated over 10 years ago. It's incredible. So, and then they've got the former head of the Federal Elections Commission has come out and said this is not illegal. But it doesn't matter, folks, because Hillary and all these people are up to their eyeballs and beyond in billions to their foundation. Paper play, illegal servers that they put secret documents on as a Dropbox in her bathroom so other governments could break in and get it. It's well known. She didn't drop secrets off under a trash can or under a traffic cone or under a park bench like, you know, spies have been caught doing. You just put it in your server. You take this stuff illegally off the State Department and the CIA server, and you stick it all right there, the most secret stuff, knowing everybody can get it. And then they go to her email, and they say, hey, I want this information. She goes, well, donate $1 million, and you can talk to me on the phone. $1 million gets you the conversation. Once there's $1 million, well, then the hundreds of millions start flowing in. And her looting Haiti and keeping 99% of the money, and just everything we know the Clintons have done. Bill Clinton, you know, Trump's corrupt. That's right. He hurts women. Oh. And now we're supposed to, oh, yes, let's get him right ahead of this election. This is so predictable. So they want the impeachment. They can't stand the country's coming back. We have this cabal of Brennans and Obamas and Clintons and Haydens who just stay in there in this revolving door, allowing their own people to commit all these incredible crimes. And then meanwhile, we've got Representative Duncan Hunter, a rising star, great record out in California, in a key district they can't seem to take. And so, oh, he's being arraigned. He's being indicted. And I read the indictment. They paid a couple $100 for his daughter's pet rabbit to be flown on a plane, and the secretary put it on the card of the congressman's office and not on his personal card. Oh, and then a congressman was allowed to buy a staff dinner on campaign money, but he bought them drinks. And over the couple years, it was thousands of dollars of drinks. He's a horrible person. And, oh, it's like Netanyahu. His wife's been indicted because over a decade at state dinners, she didn't pay for the food. And at state dinners with world leaders at his house, they had the government chef come in and pay for the food. That's right. And look, all I'm saying is this is the standard for Trump and Republicans or Netanyahu, because they're not in favor of the globalists, and Soros doesn't like them. And so I was reading this. The worst thing on there was an Italian vacation, the hotel and stuff, and it turned out he was doing liaison work while he was there. Yes, it was a workcation. At worst, he'd pay a small fine. Obama paid fines, $300,000+ out of the campaign money for 80-something million that they improperly brought in and didn't label But the investigation stopped there because Obama's people were running it. He just had to pay $300,000+. But, oh, my gosh, 80-something million, that's okay. But if you fly your daughter's pet rabbit or buy her $2,000 worth of video games, bought his children $2,000 worth of video games, where they're out on the road with him and they're at a hotel and he's telling the secretary, yeah, go buy him a PlayStation and buy him some games. They're like, Dad, it's boring. Oh, fine, secretary, drive him over, get him the games. I'm sorry, I got to go work. I can't tell you how many times I end up using the company card because I'll lose one of my cards or loan it to my wife or my kids get it out. And I'm like, oh, I've got the company American Express. And then I sit there and buy clothes on it, you name it. And then all the secretary and accountant does is reimburse me right over as a draw. And then it just goes, you know, in the tax ledger as money I paid myself. You forget to do that. You forget that, and they go over with a fine-tooth comb. You're a patriot. You're going to prison. In fact, I have my accountant checking everything again because that's how America works, folks. If you're a good person, you go to prison for buying people drinks. Now, if you sell out to the communist Chinese and rob Haiti of $3 billion and openly protect pedophiles, well, you're a wonderful person.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother. Well, there's one thing consistent about the globalists. It's that they are corrupt, they are power-seeking, they are liars, and they have formulaic ways of engaging in fraud. And you could see them kicking myself and now thousands of other prominent, well-spoken, authoritative, popular media individuals off of Facebook, off of Twitter, off of Google, off of Apple platforms. And now the purge is accelerated, and I'm going to get to shocking information, the most incredible yet, which proves everything that we were concerned about is dead on. It's just a progression, another mile marker on the road to 1984. But we're now 76 days out from the midterms. The Democrats are laser focused on indicting every Republican member of the House they can. They've indicted, what, just three of them in the last month? All of it on just technicality stuff. Like they did to Tom DeLay of Texas. He was a record-raising fundraiser for Republicans. He was popular. And what'd they do? They indicted him five or six times. It didn't matter. It took him every dollar he had, millions of dollars, and later he was found not guilty. But over and over and over again, they took him here in Travis County, Democrat-controlled. They took him out of Congress, and they destroyed him. And that's what they do. They mean business. And finally, Trump came along and stood up to him. They don't know what to do. So this is up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com, and this is where we are. Trump slams big tech censorship. Americans deserve same free speech rights as the media. And our own Millie Weaver ran into Jim Acosta at this very rally last night. And she's like, you say that Trump's trying to take your free speech. He's not. He's saying you're liars when you say that he's a traitor or the enemy. And Acosta walks around that, and then she says, well, you want Alex Jones banned on CNN? He goes, well, he said Sandy Hook didn't happen. So imagine questioning an event 5 years ago when others questioned it and then saying, okay, I think it happened. That's everybody's right to say that. And then they always bring it back up like I'm saying it now and twist it and then say, I don't have a right to speak with that little magic Sandy Hook term they use. And that's what the lawsuits and all of this and the tens of thousands of articles every month is about, positioning towards that. And you'll hear a U.S. senator calling for me to be totally banned from the web and, quote, thousands of others in just a moment. Senator Ron Wyden. But that video is up on Infowars.com. Millie Weaver talking to Jim Acosta. And then the aggressive security guys, just acting like he's some type of celebrity. Acosta is a joke. Stories on Infowars.com. But here's Trump laying it out that these are public commons. They've advertised them as commons. And now they're discriminating against conservatives, and it will not be tolerated. Here it is.
And we're also standing up to social media censorship. That's the new thing. That's the new thing. You know, I'd rather have fake news like CNN. I would rather have fake news. So anybody, including liberals, socialists, anything, then have anybody stopped and censored. We gotta live with it. We gotta get used to it. We're gonna live with fake news. There's too many sources. Every one of us is sort of like a newspaper. You have Twitter, you have whatever you have, Facebook. But everyone, you can't have censorship. You can't pick one person and say, well, we don't like what he's been saying, he's out. So we'll live with fake news. I mean, I hate to say it, but we have no choice because that's by far the better alternative. You can't have people saying censorship because you know what? It can turn around. It could be them next. It could be them next.
That's right. He's absolutely on target. Of course, he's talking about banning me as the test case and then going on to, quote, thousands of other sites that are, quote, worse than Jones. And why? Because Senator Ron Wyden waves a magic wand of fake news, that's CNN and MSNBC, lies about what I've said and done, that even if I did the things they said I'd done, I have a right to be on air. But no, they misrepresent and say that I said, get your battle rifles and attack them. Where? I offered $1 million reward yesterday. If you can show where I said use battle rifles on the media or get your battle rifles ready for the media. I said, Antifa says they're coming to members of Congress's house. They've already attacked and shot people. They're already attacking. They said that they've doxed law enforcement and ICE. Hell, I got a new video of a guy that said he was going to kill ICE up in Dallas. And Steven Crowder went and tracked him down. That's coming up next segment. That's what I'm talking about. So I'm here saying we have to defensively have a right to protect ourselves, and then they lie and twist it, and then now, off those lies, Senator Ron Wyden says that we have the Alex Jones case now, and now that we have that precedent in mob behavior in Congress and the Democrats and Senator Warner and all them saying, we're going to ban everybody. Jones isn't enough. Senator Murphy, they're running the plan with big tech, and big tech wasn't listening to this. Just a year ago, they thought Trump might act against them, so they kind of backed off. But now they believe Trump's going to be gone. They're making their move. It's so bold, it's so illegal, and it's so dangerous, folks. We knew it was coming next. I told you I was patient zero, domino number one. Here he is on the Recode radio show. The full article's on InfoWars.com. Here it is.
And so what I'm going to be trying to do in my legislation is to really lay out what the consequences are when somebody who is a bad actor, somebody who really doesn't meet the decency principles that...
He talks to you like you're a little kid. He looks like a cross between a vampire and, you know, Sandusky or something, in my view. I mean, you ever watch a video of him? He's really creepy. He looks like a reptile. He's really a sicko, but his ideas are worse. He's super anti-gun, anti-family, wants open borders, total globalist, and he wants your free speech now. And he says, if we say someone's a bad actor, if we say they're bad, well, then they're just memory hold. They're bye-bye. So let's go back to Nosferatu.
...that reflect our values. If that bad actor blows by the bounds of common decency... I think you got to have a way to make sure that stuff is taken down.
So that's a hornet's nest with people. It's the idea of what they take down, who decides. There's a lot of people uncomfortable with tech companies deciding these things. I think they do already by downgrading them. I think they're already doing a version of that. They're already making decisions. Why do you think they're resistant to it? I know they're resistant to being called media companies. I think that's precisely what they call media companies.
Because we're America, lady, and this is 1984, and these tech companies are about moral high ground. They help run the censorship in China and get people arrested and executed, which you guys go along with. You're the people that invade all these innocent countries. You're the monsters, and you want to shut us up because you ghouls know the people are awake. Let's go back to it.
Companies have responsibilities.
They're monopolies.
Yeah, individually odd monopolies, too, because there are so many of them.
They are monopolies, and these people that were innovators at the beginning and trying to give consumers a fair shake now seem to be interested in monetizing at all costs. So, by the way, you know, if we were talking about really horrible pornography, I think they would have moved pretty quickly,
right.
You know, to deal with it. And I think it's also worth noting that with respect to Alex Jones, there are probably 1,000 accounts out there that are as bad as Alex Jones.
Right.
There you go. They're coming after everybody. This is unbelievable. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation. I can speak for hours just on the files I have here of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And, folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. We know for an absolute certain fact that Senator Sessions, now Attorney General, is 100% compromised or he's got dementia or a brain tumor or something. I don't know. The few speeches you see him give, he can hardly talk. He worships the real head of the Justice Department, Rosenstein. They are doing nothing but now, what, indicting three Republican members of the House in just the last month and a half. And they've got a whole bunch of others they're going to be indicting, literally, for things one-billionth as bad as what the Clintons did. The Clintons took $4 billion illegal to their foundation, stole $3 billion from Haiti, had illegal servers, hundreds of millions of dollars from the Russians, shelling out our uranium. The list of crimes are staggering. Obama, even Politico admits, mishandled $84 million in campaign contributions just in one round, and he was fined $300,000+. So that'd be like Charlie Manson kills Sharon Tate and a bunch of other people, and he gets a parking ticket. But you get a parking ticket and you get the death penalty. You park and don't pay the meter, you get the death penalty. That's Congressman Hunter out of California. They paid to have his daughter's pet rabbit flown on the campaign money and bought drinks a bunch of times and dinner for the campaign people with the money, which everybody does. It's insane. And now you've got Michael Cohen, who we now know is running his own criminal enterprise. He's pled guilty. $10 million or more of illegal lobbying, because Trump wouldn't allow lobbying. He just did it. The taxi service. Where's the collusion? You have the former head of the Federal Elections Commission, I'm going to cover that right now, Roger Stone, coming out last night saying Trump used his money and taxes were paid on the money and it went through his own company and then was paid through his lawyer. And so it's totally legal. But it doesn't even matter. It's not Russiagate. If there's nothing there, and I've got a special guest joining us in the last 30 minutes who actually broke some of the original information that was in Politico last year about the real Russian meddling, but through leftist groups and Soros through Ukraine, and we're going to have the recordings, everything, the exclusive coming up on how that really happened and how the Democrats and Hillary and all of them were involved. So real collusion. But again, none of it matters because Jeff Sessions is totally asleep at the switch, whether he be compromised or whether he, you know, once the man, twice the child. I don't know. But I tell you this, people are cowards. They're rolling over and they're making their move on the president. And you notice Senator Wyden has joined other top senators, Democrats, Warner and Murphy, saying, we want Alex Jones completely banned. I just played the clip. And there are thousands of sites as bad. And they go on to say, or worse. It's like a 35-minute interview. We're going to play more coming up. And they're just, they're the authority. They're the boss. And CNN and the New York Times are actually the watchdogs, along with the Southern Poverty Law Center and Media Matters that's come out, who actually get in your accounts and watch what you do and even know how much money you're getting paid by YouTube. It's all racketeering. It's all tortious interference. And the point is they're going for broke because they control the Justice Department. And Trump before was saying, don't censor people or I'll go after you, Google. Now they don't care. They believe Trump's going to be taken out. That's why suddenly you saw me be the first person to be purged. They're making their move. Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign, former business partners. He hadn't been partners in over a decade with Paul Manafort to respond to Manafort and the jury and now all of this. And clearly they're making their move, Roger. I want to get into all the inside baseball you've got for us, but as a gestalt, is what I just said in the last 4 or 5 minutes accurate?
Yes, I think you're right on the money, Alex. And we've got some breaking news here in the segment, but first let's talk about the results yesterday. It's not surprising to me that Manafort was convicted on 8 counts. What's shocking is that he had 10 counts against him dismissed. This is a stacked deck. And the entire Mueller probe is an effort to undo the results of the last election. Now, when Rod Rosenstein was appointed Deputy Attorney General, with the assistance of former White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus, they put in front of the president a document which changed the order of succession at the Justice Department. You will recall when President Nixon ordered the firing of Watergate Special Counsel Archibald Cox, the decision first went to Attorney General Elliot Richardson. He declined and resigned. Then it went to the first Deputy Attorney General, William Ruckelshaus. He declined and resigned. Then it went to the Solicitor General, Robert Bork, who carried out the President's order. That is no longer the line of succession. Rosenstein put a document in front of the President, which they told him was a housekeeping matter, that changes the line of succession from Sessions to Rosenstein to a U.S. attorney in Texas who's a Bushy to a U.S. attorney in North Carolina who's another establishment Republican under the control of Rosenstein. This is a hijacking of the Justice Department put in place just in case the President fires Sessions and Rosenstein. He would have to go four deep into the Justice Department before he could find a loyal acting attorney general.
And that's right, and doing deep research, worse than the Democrats is the power combination of the neocons allied with the Democrats, and that's why they're so arrogant. And clearly, the fact that they were going to make this bold censorship move that Trump and others have told them don't do, now Trump's striking back with opening salvos, going after Facebook for discrimination and so much more, and I'm told a lot of stuff's about to happen next week, they don't seem to care. They've had their marching orders. They've decided they're making their move. And the behavior is so vicious that it makes me think they might even try to take Trump out before the election. But regardless, they want to get that impeachment going. But I don't think the president should think that he's got time to keep the economy getting better and, you know, try to win the midterms. I think he will probably win the midterms, or the Republicans will. But just their whole demeanor, their whole posture shows me that they're going to go for broke, and I think the president needs to move on them legally and lawfully right now.
Well, Alex, yesterday I heard from two completely credible sources that the Mueller probe is very close to charging Donald Trump Jr. with lying to the FBI. Now, let's be clear. We've said it here numerous times on InfoWars that the Trump Tower meeting was A, not illegal, and B, a setup. We still have no answer as to who approved the visa for the Russian woman.
Sure, we know it's a total fraud. And so, again, he's got to fire Mueller and all these people and Rosenstein before all this fraud comes out. He's got to move against them now.
Well, here's the key question. Will moving on a member of the First Family finally give Donald Trump what he needs, the impetus to clean out this entire nest of criminals?
This is unbelievable.
I think the answer is yes. You heard it here first on InfoWars. Again, if there's any further proof that the president should never sit down with Mueller's people for a deposition, the catching potentially of Donald Trump Jr. in some minor discrepancy regarding the meeting is a classic example of the perjury trap they're trying to walk the president into. I'm a giant fan of Donald Trump Jr. Read his tweets. You know who he reminds me of? Donald Trump, the candidate. He's a true believer. I happen to know that he is a fan of InfoWars. He's been a very effective advocate for the president's proposals and his platform and his reform agenda. But now Mueller threatens to indict him for perjury.
We're going to break it down when we come back. This is huge, world exclusive.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. *1234. That's *1234. *1234. *1234.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is the most banned, attacked, lied about broadcast in the world. When you see these Democrats and these operatives, these fake news people up there on mainstream corporate news, how do you know they're lying? When their lips are moving, and the lying has only intensified. They are trying to shut everybody down right now. They know America's awake. They're going to try to convert us to an absolute tyranny if they can remove President Trump. This is a literal life and death fight for the future of this country. Every conservative, every Christian, every libertarian, every person that wants to live in a free country, you have to get freaked out, motivated, and aggressive. You've got to call everybody you know. You've got to tell them, get out and vote. You've got to call Congress and tell them you know that they're criminals when they're going after the press and the president. You've got to understand that we're facing an organized crime syndicate that is absolutely trying to kill a populist movement to take this nation back. We are in a soft civil war. They want to go into a hot civil war. They are financed by a bizarre Nazi collaborator. Trump needs to send Soros, you know, over to Germany or over to the Hungary. So we're going to go back to Roger Stone here with mega bombshell information. You were up against the break. Start over from with your sources about the situation with who Mueller is planning to indict next. This is incredible. And then what you believe the consequences of that will be, Roger Stone.
My information, Alex, is that Robert Mueller is threatening to indict Donald Trump Jr. for lying to the FBI in interviews that he gave in connection with the perfectly legal Trump Tower meeting. I have thought for some time that if the special counsel moved on a member of the First Family, Ivanka, Jared Kushner, Eric, or Donald Trump Jr., that it would be the last straw. I think they have held this back knowing that it may be the thing that pushes Trump beyond the breaking point. But the point you made is a good one, Alex. What we have here is a coup d'etat wrapped up in a faux legality. The special counsel, that's the federal government. You can't question him. He has full authority. Two courts have ruled that he does, which I think is extraordinary because the courts rule that his appointment is legal because he has the oversight of both Acting Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and the president. But Rosenstein and the president are both, at a minimum, witnesses in the investigation that that Mueller is conducting into the termination of FBI Director James Comey, meaning they're both conflicted. The two government officials with theoretical oversight over Mueller are conflicted, which is why Mueller's appointment should be voided. This is a coup d'etat. There is no question about it.
And again, they're all conflicted beyond that. Rosenstein's involved in the dossier. That's all been proven to be fake, Roger. The Democrats have been caught being in bed with the Russians, in bed with the Chinese. We've got breaking news in the third hour confirming all of this, using State Department money that was trying to topple Russia, laundering it back through Ukraine, back to the Hillary campaign. This is all confirmed. And will Americans stand for Obama, who got fined $340,000 for $84 million that was improperly marked, and there was no investigation of that? You said, oh, here's a slap on the wrist. And then meanwhile, we have Duncan Hunter and people literally being indicted for having campaign money pay to fly his daughter's pet rabbit and buying campaign members drinks after dinner. I mean, this is and buying his kids video games. The secretary, when they're on the road, buying them some video games because they were bored. I mean, this is $375,000 Obama had to pay. Excuse me. I mean, this is just out of control.
No, Maxine Waters leans on the federal government to bail out a bank that she and her husband own stock in and her husband is on the board of.
Yeah.
And of course she pays no penalty whatsoever. Now this is an egregious double standard. Here's the difference. It's an open and shut case on the Clintons. You want Russian collusion? $145 million from the Russian energy company to the Clinton Foundation while the uranium deal was on the table for approval. That's about as clear as you can get. It wouldn't take much of an investigation. A second-year law student could get an indictment from a grand jury. They are completely busted, but because the mainstream media will not cover any of that or they give it scant coverage, the outrage and knowledge of the American people has been slow to build. But building it is. Poll yesterday showed that 50% of the people thought Paul Manafort's prosecution was entirely political. And this was a Monmouth poll from New Jersey, hardly a right-wing outfit, but a credible pollster. So I think the American people are catching on to what's going on here. And the question is, will it reach critical mass in time for the election? Will it reach critical mass in time for the president to do what needs to be done? Clean house.
And, Roger, it's not like the stock market's plunging. It's at all-time highs. The economy's coming back. We see the best numbers ever recorded for Black and Hispanic small businesses, startups, and already record profits. That's why you see a doubling in Black and Hispanic support for Trump in only 1 year. And even their own skewed polls show a collapse away from the Democratic Party, an acceleration over to the true Americana, gusto that everybody really wants. Everybody wants to, you know, be a winner. And people get this. So the Democrats are in full insane cuckoo land mode. And I'm just concerned about how they're going to counter strike, next. Because again, we now know, I don't know if you saw it, it's up on InfoWars.com. We played the audio earlier. We'll come back and talk about this for 5 minutes. Senator Ron Wyden has now joined other leading Democrats saying, we want Jones completely banned from the internet. And that anyone that has his content should be fined, and that he must be unpersoned, and that thousands of others are just as bad. that they are going to have the Media Matters run who can be on the air and who can't. I mean, this is Chinese communist level, and they're just announcing it out in the open. We'll talk about that when we come back with Roger Stone of InfoWars.com and StoneColdTruth.com. We are both under mega attack. I'm willing to do it for America. I'm not complaining, but I am telling you this. People keep saying, I wish somebody'd stand up and do something. We're on a suicide mission here, okay? And so I'm just going to tell the listeners something. You want us to win, we need your prayers, and I appreciate the prayers. And if you want us to win, thank the local stations and spread the word about those and spread our articles and our videos, because we are being crushed. We are being, I mean, I'm not going to complain. It's a James Bond movie in my private life, okay? I mean, let me tell you, if you ever had any question about the Democrats in the deep state, they were bad. They're getting much worse, okay? So we need massive funds to let these bullies know we're not going to, because I want to expand. I don't want to just implode. And, you know, right now, I'm not going to lie to you. We're in a stasis point for the first time in 24 years of operation. We're not expanding. The enemy has brought us to a standstill. We're still at this point of major attack against their lies, and we're hurting them bad. But I want to go through the threshold and blast past and make a jump absolutely the next level against the enemy. And so I need to know a lot of funds are coming in, and you will see 4 or 5 new shows launched every day. You will see new podcasts launching. You will see us with reporters. You will see unbelievable stuff I've got up my sleeve. I am ready, if the funds come in, to hit them and hit them hard. But I need to know that I have a serious war chest and munitions. Think of us as an artillery group, and helicopters just dropped the artillery in, and now I need another helicopter to bring in the munitions. I've got the technicians, I've got the people, I've got the enemy in sight politically. I'm saying literally, this is politically. And I've got the target grid coordinates. I am ready to start giving the orders, okay? You think our artillery's already been hitting them politically? We are ready to, we've got the artillery in the field. We need munitions, that means money. Or take the jet analogy. We need to get the fuel loaded in this baby. So, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, go there. We've got the best supplements. We've got the best t-shirts. We've got the best books. We've got the best films. And we've got a bunch of new specials today. 50% off the new formulated, even stronger, even better Ultimate Bone Broth. Leading competitors aren't even half as strong. They're $60. This is normally a great deal at $40. We're selling it very close to cost because somebody with Butterfingers, I guess it was me, doubled the order because I couldn't get it for 4 or 5 months. It was sold out. They were having trouble getting all the special ingredients. And so I said put in double the order. I didn't realize the last order had been so big. So this was a quadruple order. And so we do have a glut of it, though it's been sold out, as you know, for 4 or 5, whatever months it's been. So it's amazing. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Ultimate Bone Broth. Everybody knows what the bones do. Well, this is chicken broth condensed down with the turmeric root, with the chaga mushroom, with the bee pollen, with the goji berry and alfalfa, herb powder, and even more. Your kids are in football. Your kids are in soccer, sports, softball. You're from older people, your joints, your body. This is the essence. This is light years ahead of any whey, light years ahead of anything. Everybody knows about bone broth. This is the strongest sucker on the market. Lots of different recipes at InfoWarsStore.com to make it taste great. And there's so many great things you can do. And let me tell you, meal replacement, you name it, next level, $19.95. That's almost at cost because we quadruple ordered it, and hell, I want you to see how great it is. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Feed me, Seymour, and I'll take on the global.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful